Good Saturday morning to everybody. Welcome to Your Next Chapter, a production of Avery Heights Senior Living Community. Avery Heights is a 43-acre senior living community with full continuum of care, including independent and assisted living, memory care, and a whole lot more. Now, this show will provide helpful tips and resources for older adults that will empower and encourage you in your life journey, from topics related to physical and emotional health, financial health, senior living communities, and more. Now, at the end of this program, we're going to tell you how you can receive a special offer that includes a free lunch, along with Siobhan Ceffarelli. I'm Gary Byron. Siobhan, how are you?
I'm great.
Nice to see you.
It's my birthday month.
Oh, well, happy birthday. When do we have a date here?
August 25th.
August coming up.
Yeah.
August 25th.
Yeah.
So, what do you, any special plans?
No, we're actually going a ferry boat ride in September.
Okay.
Yeah, my sister-in-law lives in East Haddam. And so she planned a ferry boat ride for me, my husband, my stepdaughter, and her son, because all of our birthdays are right at the same time. So to save money, we decided to do one thing all together. I am so excited this year.
That is, not only is that smart, it's I like experiences. Yeah. You know, the older I get, I think I have everything I want. And the things I want or need, I'll take care of it myself.
Yep.
An experience, however, especially when you can do it with your family, those are things that'll stay within your memory forever.
Exactly.
You know,
it'll be fun. We're going to Disney this year anyway in October. So,
look at you, save money.
Yeah.
What am I doing wrong here?
I know.
I got to get away.
I've been saving money since last year, though. This is a no credit card thing. This is saving
that's
money.
That's good.
Yes.
Last year,
it's hard though. Discipline.
Oh, well, you're disciplined.
It's like I don't need that shirt. I don't need that sandwich. No, I'm just that bad.
You might need a sandwich. last year, I forgot to take a vacation. And here at the station, we don't roll them over. You know, we just, we start, if we don't take them, what's the old saying? If you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah.
So it got to be like right around Thanksgiving, and the HR comes over to me and says, Gary, you've got a couple of weeks here that you never used. And I'm like, I took a couple of days down. You've got like 2 weeks vacation here. So I wasn't going anywhere. So I took every Monday off. And had long weekends and short weeks, you know.
Yeah.
So I told myself I'm going to make sure next year, meaning this year, I'm going to go away. Still, we're almost the end of the summer, and I haven't.
You got time? Well, it's a hot summer too, so you probably don't want to go away right now. Wait till
I'll
the
go
fall.
Away around here, though. You know, I don't want to go. I don't want to go somewhere where I can just drive to, because then I'll be just like, I'll just go. I can go back and go to work. I can get out of work early and I'll still have most of the day. Like if I go
that's
somewhere,
not a
that's
vacation.
Not, I know that's my point. I would have to go somewhere where it's a long distance.
Yes. The Bahamas.
See, now we're talking. I've been there. Nassau.
Nice.
It is Paradise Island.
Oh, the waters. Oh yeah.
See, now I'm
you got to book it.
Right? You're taking me away here.
And you can take your friends.
That's right.
No, I'm not taking my friends. No, I'm just taking my family. That's it.
No, we're your friends.
Well, you come on along. Come on along. You'll stay in the other cabana.
We'll do the show on the road. We'll do a remote.
Want to do that?
They don't do remotes anymore with radio.
We did.
Oh, you did?
I broadcast like a couple of weeks ago. I did two back to back. On a Thursday, I broadcasted
really?
Live in West Hartford at Aris.
You're going to have to come to Avery Heights.
Be happy to do that. And the next day, I was at Dunkin' Donuts. Oh, my goodness. I did the entire morning show from 6 till 10. Insane. At both these places. Aris couldn't have, it was off the hook.
What's Aris? What's that?
It's in West Hartford Center. They do air purifiers. They do the old Electrolux vacuums. And then they do this thing called Laundry Pro, where you don't have to ever use detergent. And you don't have to use, I'll tell you when we get off the air. well, I don't want that to eat up all your time here. But my point, though, is that a lot of people showed up.
Ooh!
I don't mean I was just there like once, and I did the whole show, the whole 4 hours live there. It was we
nice.
Should definitely
yeah
get
we're going to be unveiling our Veterans Wall in November 10th for Veterans Day. So we'll have to talk. That'd be fun.
Who is your guest this morning?
My wonderful guest is Andrew. He is from Amston Moving, and I'm sure I'm saying not the full title.
Yes, it's Amston Home Transition Solutions.
There we go. Right. And they're an amazing company. We just started partnering with them to help us with moving folks in. And this is a big thing. It's a big stressor for folks, and he has made it amazing.
Moving folks into Avery Heights.
Yes.
So they don't have to do it themselves.
No.
Not
at all. Yep. So these guys do everything. They organize the move. They go to the apartment at Avery Heights, and then they go to the person's house and see what they can bring. They do a layout for them. They pack it. They unpack it. They do the whole thing and get rid of all the boxes. And then they do other stuff for them, too. They can clean it out. They can sell the house. They can clean it. They can do everything. And it just takes that stress. It just makes moving day nice for the family. So they're not lugging boxes and lugging couches and furniture because it is a downsizing.
Sure.
So there's always that question mark. What do I bring with me?
Andrew Jambor, owner of Amston Home Transition Solutions. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Of course. Of course. Now, tell us a little bit about your company and what you do. I've got a few questions, but I first want to hear your backstory.
I've done the commercial for
the whole thing of what we do. So we help seniors and their families primarily with everything from downsizing, moving, packing, repairs in their homes, putting it on the market, home modifications, anything they need to kind of get their house ready to go and to get them moved. We pack them. We just kind of declutter them. We help with their items if they have to, estate sale items that they have to kind of just basically anything that kind of holds them down through the process.
I didn't know such a company even existed.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard of moving companies.
And they work with older adults too. There's something like I don't just like to recommend to a mover because a lot of times a mover is just moving too fast.
Right,
you know,
right.
What do you want to move? What do you want to do? And it's too much pressure. They need someone like Andrew's company is a wonderful staff that works with them. Steve is kind of his right-hand man. And he goes in and he just takes his time. They're very patient. And that's what an older adult's family needs. They don't need that rushing of let's move it because this is their home. They've been in there 50, 60 years. And, you know, they need to know that they're in good hands, people that care. And that's what I like about working for this.
You're right. The more I think about it, as you're both talking, a mover, they're not out to, win any congeniality contest.
No,
in fact, they're usually... Just leave me alone. I got a job to do. They're just moving boxes and beds and, furniture. But
it's got to be personal.
Yeah, I was going to say with a senior who's lived in his or her home for, 50
long
years.
Time.
Yeah, I mean, there's an attachment that they not only have to their, their belongings, but I would think even the roof over their head.
Yeah,
it's got to be emotional, I would imagine.
Very emotional process. We find every time we go into somebody the first time, they're very overwhelmed. They don't know where to start because they'll be handed 10 different brochures for, hey, if you need someone to help you with the decluttering side or with selling your things and with moving, here's the different companies you can call. And it's just overwhelming. They don't want to deal with that.
So if you were to take a poll, you would probably discover that the packing and moving to a senior living community can be one of the hardest parts then, right? I mean, so how does your company then make this process easier for them?
So basically, we work one-on-one with our clients, and we make sure that, we get to the first time where we always come out initially just to kind of walk through the process and put together a plan for them, and then we go through piece by piece of what they can bring. We know where they're going. We know the layout of the rooms, so we know what can fit. So we kind of have an idea going in of what kind of things will fit in those rooms. We walk through the process. We will label things ahead of time. And then we will set up all the plan of if there's things that have to be decluttered or moved out over time or disposed of if they haven't been used in years. We set up stages where we come in and just kind of start with packing and just start kind of getting the things ready, move them. And then we'll come in and do the other stuff afterwards. We do house cleaning and things afterwards just to make sure the house is ready to go for sale if they're going to sell.
This may seem like a silly question, but do people generally want their new room to look like their old room? Like, I want this to be right where... See, you see my living room? That's exactly how I want my living room. You see this picture that I have above my bed? I want it right above.
He sounds like a client, right?
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
That's
They're so used to having it in a certain style that you have to, take pictures of the space before you move anything, especially like the little things on the keepsakes that they have on bookshelves and things like that. You want to make sure that the if they have a display case, everything.
You're not just moving furniture in boxes. I mean, you're placing it in the boxes, labeling it, and then when you arrive at Avery Hill, you're taking it out, and then you're redesigning. You're not just movers.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It helps with the comfort and the stress, especially if someone has like Alzheimer's or dementia. It's so important that they have that because that familiarity, that comfort.
Yeah. Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You're so much
it's
more
definitely
than
a specialty. Definitely.
What does right sizing mean? And how can you use this process when, let's say, when moving into a senior living community?
Yeah. So right sizing is basically getting their things to make sure they're going to bring the right amount of stuff with them and make sure it fits in their new space. That's the biggest part, because a lot of times we find that people bring a lot more than they want to. They want to bring a lot more things with them than are really logistically going to fit in a space. So we're trying to make sure that they part with the things they don't need anymore and in the best way possible, whether it's selling it, whether it's doing something with it, or if they want to keep things, finding a storage for it somewhere we can store it for them at that point. And then just kind of saying, okay, the rest of these, this is what's going to fit. And that's just making sure you're kind of decluttering the rest of these things. And we find that the things that sit in storage for a while, we will follow up with them and say, you really probably don't need this if you haven't touched it in a while. So we've worked with situations where even if it's an internal move where they're moving to a smaller space within the facility or community, we find that they will go through. I walked with a client yesterday through stuff that she hasn't touched since she's been in a community for 12 years. And she's like, yeah, I don't need this anymore. I haven't used it. Let's kind of, keep processing it.
Interesting that you bring that up. So you're like decluttering things as well.
Same idea.
Yeah, because I mean, if someone's got, I don't know, I'm just going to make up something random here. If they've got a 1900 square foot house, and they're not moving into anything anywhere near 1900 square feet, because they don't need 1900 square feet.
Right.
There's obviously things that they're not going to be able to bring with them. Do you help them rationalize that where, this is really nice. You might want to let someone hold on to this for you. Or you might want to just, no, I don't really think you need this. You could probably discard this.
Yeah, we kind of help them walk to that conclusion sometimes when it comes to things that they haven't touched in a while. Like if they're going into a situation where it's a smaller kitchen or no kitchen, they may have a kitchenette and they have all the, that's the biggest, one of the biggest things in their home is like all the kitchen things they've collected over the years, your pots, your pans, your different cookware, utensils, things that they don't need to bring as much with them, cups, glasses, all kinds of things that we can kind of start sorting through, plastic that they would never use, containers and things like that, where you're never going to go through those things again. We'll kind of go through those items and say, when's the last time you used this? If it's been on the top shelf above the refrigerator that they don't ever touch, or underneath something they can't no longer get down to reach under the stove, and they haven't, they'll come out and say, "Well, I might want to bake again someday," and do that. But we kind of rationalize with them.
So give us some tips on preparing to move that you can do months, maybe a year or even months before the actual move takes place to a senior living community.
Yeah, so we always recommend that people start as early as possible, whether it's a year, whether it's 2 years. We give presentations on these kind of things to senior centers and assisted living communities. And our advice is always, start today, because you don't know if all of a sudden you're going to need that help, in 6 months. You might be planning to move in a year and something comes up and you have to move sooner. So we'll always say start going room by room in your home, especially the areas that need the most love, like the basements, the attic spaces, the garage, sheds, things that have accumulated things that they no longer may even know was there, closets full of clothes that they haven't worn in a long time. Start going by item and start to, through those rooms, one room at a time, little wins, little victories for them to go through each time so they can work on it for an hour here and there. And just kind of start to pile out these things into piles of, I'm going to donate this. I don't need this anymore. I can kind of walk through of what I'd want to keep And then just through that process, just do it room by room. And if there's things that you can part with, you start kind of doing things one thing at a time, one bag at a time, going to a donation center or giving it to a community that needs it, repurposing things. There's different things you could do with those items depending on the level of sentimental value they have or the level of just
value.
Functionality value. You might be able to sell it. You might be able to do things with that. And if it's things like if their kids haven't collected items that you've kept in their rooms forever, they can start coming to get those items because you tell them, hey, I'm going to be in a year. We're planning on moving finally. You need to come and start taking these things out.
I was going to – it's kind of what you just said kind of leads into my next question. Mm. What can family members – how proactive can they be? What can they do? If you were to tell somebody, hey, if you really want to help, let's say someone who's going to be moving into senior living and their son or daughter or both came to you and said, what can I do? What is it that it would really be a big help?
Yeah, start going through the stuff that maybe their personal items in the home, right? If it's anything that belongs to them, if there's things that they want, start working through the family to decide with mom and dad to say, hey, you know, you're not going to be able to, you know, these aren't going to fit. This is what you're going to be likely going into. What do you want to do with these items? Start working with their parents. Like I was saying, go through and go and collecting their items. Hey, this might have value. I'd want that. Or I think I know my aunt would want, somebody in my family may want that. Let's start to maybe do a tag sale. Maybe start doing some things we can start coordinating as a family earlier in the process.
Have you ever had a client who... I don't want to say stubborn. I think we can. No, because we can all be like this.
Yeah, of course.
That said to you, I can't part with this.
Oh, yeah.
This has got to come with me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you might say, well, there's not, I don't know if there's room for this, you know, or what. How do you help someone? I don't even know if this falls under your purview or not, but how do you help someone part with something that may at one time, even if it's not in present day, but at one time was near and dear to them?
Yeah, and every situation is different with that. There's certain items they may have high sentimental value. In some cases, you know, we'll encourage them to find other ways to, if they don't want to part with something, maybe, hey, take a picture of this item, keep it around for memory's sake. This way, you know, what does the item mean to you? Why would you want to hang on to it? And sometimes they come to the, after a while of going back and forth, they come to the realization like, yeah, you know, I'd like it to go somewhere. This was built by my great aunt or my great uncle built this from hand. I want to keep it, but I know it's not going to fit. And you kind of can walk them to that solution where they say, you know, what can we do with it? Can we donate it to somewhere? Yeah, we can start come up with solutions. Maybe someone else would have this. Maybe someone in your family would want to hang on to it just to keep it. Those are the kind of things where, and then sometimes if it gets to the point where they're like, well, I really want to take it. Then we get to the point where, okay, we're going to bring it. Like one client wanted to keep her piano that her husband had given to her. And even though she hadn't played it in a long time and it wasn't going to fit in the new space, she really wanted it. So we had to work with her to get it moved. And then she could see that it wasn't going to fit once she got there. Sometimes it's that realization when they get there, they realize like sometimes you have to bring it along to show them that, you know, it's not going to work. And then they realize it and have to move it out.
You don't mind doing that even though you know it's just a waste of...
Yeah, we try to help them as much as possible. Yeah. But sometimes you're just like, hey, we'll do it. But it's, you know, it's the time is going to take a little longer to do this. So we're going to, you know, you'll see it and we'll have to take it out after or something.
You know, people are people. So I hate to, I don't know, separate or segregate or whatever the word is. But our older adults.
Just don't do the voice.
Okay. No, I'm like, because I see older adults, but somebody could be older than me. I mean, our older adults, our most senior adults, are they more challenging than somebody who's just on the lower end?
Like gone through the depression and so forth. Yeah. I'm sure.
I mean, somebody who's 70 and somebody who's 90.
Yeah.
Is there a difference in working with each? It's a 20 years, you know, gap. But it's not just a 20-year gap like 30 to 50. It's a different 20-year gap where...
Yeah, I think those levels, they were more based on having those possessions. You know, they didn't have a lot when they were kids going through different times. So a lot of the things that they've gotten accustomed to or to hang on to, they have a harder time parting with certain things.
I thought so.
But the relationship with the kids is the biggest thing because we find that they won't listen to their kids about parting with stuff, right? So having a third party come in to say, you know, to kind of talk to them off to the side when their kid's not there. Mm-hmm. We find that that's been a good situation for us, where the kid will walk away exhausted, the son, and we'll talk to them and kind of create some light of the situation. Next thing you know, the client's going through their stuff, starting to declutter it, which they're like, how'd you do that? It's just because they're having that extra, you know, because they won't listen. I don't know. I have parents the same way. They won't listen to me if I ask them to get rid of something.
Sure.
That's just the nature. They don't want to hear it from you.
Even small children.
Yeah, I think people like to keep broken things too.
Yeah,
you ever do that? Like back in the day, the stereo would break, and for some reason, we'd put it in a box and put it in the basement.
Yeah, we'll fix it someday.
I don't know why.
You look no further than our own kitchenette here at the radio station. There's an old, like, Keurig or coffee maker, and it's broken. It even says, do not use, it's broken.
Yeah.
But it's there. It's like, well, then what are we doing with it?
Andrew, how do we part with those things? How do we let go of our broken items?
That's when you have someone just come in when you're not looking, and
yes,
it just happens to disappear.
What's that called?
Yes.
No,
that's, you're right. That is what you do.
Yeah.
You're right. They're not there. Out of sight, out of mind. Hey, folks, you're listening to Your Next Chapter with the Avery Heights, along with Siobhan Cefarelli. I'm Gary Byron. Our guest this morning, Andrew Jambor. He's the owner of Amston Home Transition Solutions. Lots of people don't just want to throw stuff out, but maybe do something meaningful with it. What can you do with your stuff that, let's say, you don't want? I know you said you could donate it. Look, value is subjective, mm-hmm. right? Because what's valuable to me, and what's valuable to you, not only are two different things, but it may not, in the real world, it may not have zero, it has zero value. You know, this,
right.
like, this doesn't mean anything to anybody. You could put this on eBay and we could see each other 1 year from today and it'll still be sitting there, you know,
right.
or Amazon or whatnot.
Yeah.
How do you work with that?
Yeah, so we walk through, and when we're going through someone the first time a house, we assess their stuff, and they have things they'll say, oh, yeah, this is, you know, I'd like to sell this item, or this may have some value to it. Could be furniture, could be china, could be sterling silver, could be any of those things. And so, and then sometimes you come across some unique things. So we'll take pictures of things for our clients and customers and say, hey, you know, we'll at least hand it over to an estate person to see what they feel if there's value here, to kind of have a professional opinion come in. That's mm-hmm. above our own, above our pay grade, to say, yeah, there's value. Let's do something about it. Or no, or this is roughly going to be, maybe you'll get $25 out of it. It's not worth the time. Just to kind of have that other opinion come in, to kind of have that third party say, yeah, you know, this is what it's worth. And this is, we've done auctions for years and years. This is how we operate. So if they feel like they still want to get something out of it, we'll say, well, you can still try to put it on somewhere like a Facebook Marketplace, or we could put it on there for you type thing. And you'll kind of see, like you said, like the eBays or whatever, to kind of see, you know, if it's going to have any value at all. And you'll kind of, then you'll be able to realize maybe someone will get more value out of it from donating it to someone that can use it. There's a lot of good agencies out there throughout Connecticut that can take those veterans, that help veterans, help homeless people. Yeah. So there's other purposes you can use for stuff than just kind of donating it to a Goodwill. There's other places. And they get the tax break on top of that for doing it. So there's some benefits to that.
I would imagine a lot of people don't like to throw things away. Yeah. I know pack rats of all ages.
Because you never know.
You'd be surprised
that, right?
about
you never
the
know.
Psychology. Of,
I might need that.
You know, the bringing in that dumpster, though, you'd be surprised. Initially, you're like, oh, don't do that. But the moment it shows up, they start loading things into it.
What about hoarders?
You know, and that's another one, yeah.
Yeah.
I did. I know a little bit about hoarding. It's a mental illness.
Yeah. And that's a hard thing to part. You can walk through a home of things that have been, you know, even the home itself is in rough shape when you get into it because of that situation. Mm-hmm. And it's a hard situation for them to part with. And sometimes you have to just, you know, you have to kind of work them through it. You take your time with them, and you kind of have to help them come to acceptance that the things in here are unhealthy for you because of some stuff you've held on to is just not in good shape anymore. It's not worth what it used to be. We need to start to kind of get those things out.
What would you say are some really good, like, moving day tips that you could offer people?
Yeah, so for what we tell our clients on moving day is just, you know, go out, have breakfast, enjoy yourself. By the time you come back, everything will be done. You know, it's just time to stay away.
You don't want them there.
It's better that they, you know, sometimes they get in the way of everybody moving and trying to get through.
Slow you down.
Oh, yeah. Where are you putting that?
Yeah, you know, it's like.
When you put that in a box, you're doing it wrong.
Right. So
you got to cushion it.
We always encourage people to go have a breakfast, take their, you know, take your parents out, do something.
Who is this guy here? Where'd they find
you? I told
you
there was a voice.
Yeah.
Where did they find you?
Exactly. So, you know, it's like.
Right. That's.
You know. Where's your boss?
Make sure you take your medication. Make sure you take your jewelry, things that are, you know, your personal items that are close to you, things that you can take with you on the way out. Make sure you're bringing that with you. Keep it in your possession. And then, you know, we'll handle the rest of it where it's like – and just stay calm through the process. That's the biggest thing on moving day.
It's emotional, though.
It's a hard thing.
I said at the top of the show. But, I can imagine just because – and not even so much for their belongings. They're going to see their belongings. They're going to put them in the right place. But just sometimes the home, the dwelling itself, you know, with the memories there. And I would imagine, you know, watching your kids and your grandkids just grow up, you know, little marks, the little lines on the walls from when the kids were a certain height. And you just watch. And it's got, I don't know.
It's a long time. Sometimes it's 60, 70 years. That's a long time to be in a home.
And if you talk to realtors, that's what you find, too, when they're going through the home, they don't want people there when they're trying to have people walk through. And a lot of times the senior clients will want to stay there and talk about the house, right? Yeah. They'll talk about the house and say, this is what it was, this is where I marked my kids' stuff, and you know.
I've only got about a minute or so left. Siobhan, there's a relationship obviously between Avery
Definitely.
Heights and in Amston, a home transition. Talk about that partnership and about that opportunity that you have.
So just to take the stress to kind of encourage our, you know, folks to use them, we actually give them a gift certificate for $1,000 and they use that towards the services. And it's important because, like I said, that stress of trying to figure all that out, you know, obviously they do it all like we're talking about. So we do that for all of that. Obviously he does the moves and all the organizing and all that
and
stuff.
Packing,
great.
Too.
And the packing.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God, I hate packing.
Who likes it? Yeah.
But
really.
They also are going to be doing presentations for us as well. And so on downsizing, on, you know, selling your home, on moving day, to build that relationship with the community. So we'll be bringing people from the outside community to meet with them. And it's important, like older adults and anyone really like that respect and to build that relationship because that gets you halfway there, makes you feel more comfortable on moving day.
You're so right. This isn't about, you know, anybody can get some friends together and move some boxes and some furniture.
It doesn't work, though.
No,
in this industry,
obviously
it doesn't
not.
Work, no.
No. So in other words, folks, don't get a few friends together who your muscular buddies and I can lift this bed.
I got a truck.
No. This is emotional.
I've seen that.
When we can start talking seniors, these are lifelong items. And you've got a very delicate way of handling this. Folks, you've been listening to the latest edition of Your Next Chapter, Senior Living with Avery Heights. For more information on today's topic, Senior Living Community Moving Day, and our special guest, Amston Home Transition Solutions, whom I really like to thank our special guest this morning, Andrew Jambor. Just call this number, 866-537-1444. And the first three callers will get a special lunch and tour at Avery Heights. Very generous. I got to take advantage of this myself, I think.
Yes.
someday. For Siobhan Zeffirelli, I'm Gary Byron. Thank you so much for listening. Until next Saturday morning, have a good one, everybody. So long.